Hey, this is Robin Zander from Cheap Trick wishing each and every one of you out there a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy holidays to you until we meet again. Hi, this is Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick wishing you season's greetings. That includes salt, pepper, and all the other condiments.
Merry Christmas!
This is Ozzy Osbourne. Have a wonderful, crazy Christmas and a wonderful, crazy New Year. Go and go crazy.
We'll be right back. Yes, the holiday season is upon us once again. This is Ralph Rasmussen with episode 43 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming by today for some more great rock and roll. You just heard some Ozzy. That was a tune called That I Never Had. That was from his 2001 release, Down to Earth. And before that, Cheap Trick, Chicago or Rockford Rockers, from their new Christmas record. They just put out a new Christmas album called Christmas Christmas. And that was Merry Christmas, I Don't Want to Fight Tonight. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with something brand new. Joe Elliott from Def Leppard has had a side project the last few years that he does whenever Def Leppard's not working called Down and Outs. And it's a group of guys and Joe kind of paying tribute to one of Joe's favorite bands, Mott the Hoople. And they just put out a brand new live album called The Further Live Adventures of Down and Outs. And this is them covering an old Mott the Hoople tune called One of the Boys.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
Down and Outs, they're one of the boys. It's from the brand new release, The Further Live Adventures of Down and Outs. All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now, going back in time to 1985 and a bunch of female Chicago rockers that were cranking out some great music in the mid-80s. This is from 1985. This is called Red Lights the Skies from Tough Love. Chicago Rockers Tough Love from a 1985 compilation record of some of the best Chicago rock groups that were around in 1985. The record was called Class of 85, put out by Tony LaBarbera and Shark Silverfin Records, Shark Entertainment and Silverfin Records. And that was a great band, Tough Love. They were always fun to watch live as well. All right, I'm Ralph Rasmussen. You are listening to episode 43 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Appreciate you coming back to listen to things again. And as I mentioned every once in a while, if you haven't subscribed already to this podcast, but you find yourself listening to it anyway, you can subscribe in iTunes, you can subscribe in Google Play, and you can also, when you go to radiobypass.com, there is a choice in the player itself where you can subscribe by email, too, and then an email will get sent to you as soon as I post the next week's episode. All right, we're going to keep it rolling now with something else from a Def Leppard member who does things on the side, and this time it's Vivian Campbell. Vivian Campbell, in addition to working with Def Leppard, does a band called Last in Line, which is kind of a tribute to Ronnie James Dio, because, of course, he was in the Dio band for a few years. And that's got pretty much the core band of Dio, except, of course, for Ronnie. And then another side project he works on and off, is the River Dogs. And River Dogs put out a new record this year. I just haven't had a chance to play any yet. So from their 2017 release called California, this is River Dogs with a tune called Welcome to the New Disaster. River Dogs from their 2017 release, California, Welcome to the New Disaster. And we're going to keep some Vivian Campbell cranking for you right now with the band that put him on the map pretty much, Ronnie James Dio and the band Dio. This is from the last record that Vivian recorded with Ronnie, and that record was called Sacred Heart. This is a tune called Like the Beat of a Heart. The late, great Ronnie James Dio, like the beat of a heart from 1985's Sacred Heart. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, keeping the rock rolling now with a new band, a true up-and-coming young band out of Michigan, Greta Van Fleet. You've heard me play their music before on this Radio Bypass podcast, and they had an EP out originally called Black Smoke Rising. And now they basically put out a second EP, four more songs, and took the four songs from the first EP and the new EP, merged them together. So they now have a full album out, which is called From the Fires. And they've been out on the road supporting the EPs, both EPs. And they were playing in Chicago last week at Lincoln Hall. And when I first had found out about the show, I wanted to go. I wanted to see what they were like live. By the time I could figure out that I was able to work that show into my schedule and went to look for tickets, it was sold out, as were all the remaining dates of their U.S. tour. So that's great. Without any radio support, at least not in Chicago anyway, word is certainly getting out about this band, and they were able to sell out the tour they were on, and now they're heading over to Europe. But I think we'll see a lot of great things from Greta Van Fleet in the upcoming years. And if you didn't hear the previous podcast where I played some Greta Van Fleet, check this one out. This is from the second EP and now part of the From the Fires LP release. This is a tune called Edge of Darkness. We'll be right back. Greta Van Fleet, Edge of Darkness. So if you check that, if you liked that, check out their record. Go pick it up. From the Fires is the name of the record. That gives you the songs from the first EP, and now four additional songs just came out a couple of weeks ago. Greta Van Fleet on the Radio Bypass Podcast. And we're going to keep it rolling now, dipping back to 1985 once again for a band called Loudness out of Japan. This is from Thunder in the East, Crazy Nights. Crazy Nights from Loudness out of Japan from 1985 and their album Thunder in the East. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and I've got a thunder on out of here. We're just about out of time again today for episode 43. Come back next week for episode 44 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. And if you want to contact me in the meantime, you can send an email to ralph@radiobypass.com. Until next Sunday, when we rock and roll all over again, I'm going to leave you with one from Frank Marino back in 1981. He put out an album called The Power of Rock and Roll, and this is the title track, Power of Rock and Roll. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next week.